You don't have to be a seasoned expert to invest. Stocks and Shares ISAs at Aviva. For the woman relaxing on her sofa, the man in the street, or the commuter getting home. Eventually. There's no experience necessary. Make the most of your allowance before the 5th of April with Stocks and Shares ISAs at Aviva. Discover more at aviva.co.uk/ISAs.
The value of your investment can go down as well as up, so you could get back less than you invested.
This is my kind of podcast.
It's a genius idea, isn't it?
And it rhymes.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I think it's for women everywhere. This is White Wine Question Time with me, Kate Thornton. Each week, I'll be bringing together three well-known friends with three bottles of wine and three thought-provoking questions. That's White Wine Question Time. Subscribe now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Ava Nicky. Gila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area Betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant. The Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, and joining me is my favorite, it's the one and only, Ronnie Karam from Rose Pricks, the Bachelor Rose podcast. How are you?
Well, how sweet.
Yeah, one and only.
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing great, although, you know, I really don't appreciate everybody treating me like this. I've done so much for them. Danielle.
Ronnie,
oh my God, Danielle.
Before you get too upset at me, I want you to know I got you a little something. It's a purple plastic necklace from Claire's. And it says BM and then there was no room for another initial. So
hey, I just want you to know I got you something even better, and it's from my brother's jewelry store.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a wife. It's a wife. So
I know this is sort of a surprise and a little like little out of the ordinary. I actually got you a second gift too.
No way. What did you get me?
I got you a miniature car that has Instacart branding on it for your future baby to drive around and deliver little baby groceries with.
That is so sweet. Do these women not know what it's like living in a Manhattan apartment? Who buys a baby a car in Manhattan?
You know, here's the thing. We say a lot of stuff about Andy, some of it good, some of it bad. We like to give him the business. But one thing I will not take away from him is that he's got an amazing apartment, and it's, like, brilliantly decorated. And I do not know how that little Mercedes car with the Adidas pantsuit is going to fit in there. But you
know
what?
I hope he has a good storage unit, because that shit is not coming in the house.
No, it is not. He's giving it to Anderson.
Joe Giudice is going to be trying to run from ICE. In that little thing. He's gonna, who is?
He's going to squeeze himself into it. That'd be a low speed chase. The cops will be like running after him, walking like sort of.
The Italian Barney Rubble, just like trying to escape from ice.
Does his feet do his thing.
Who is, Fred?
He'll get close to the border, but then he'll be caught when he stops for the giant dinosaur ribs, and then the car falls over on its side.
Oh, good times, everybody. Good times. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Final episode of forever, because it was canceled. No, just kidding. It's just canceled for now in our lives.
Yeah, it's done. Great run. Congratulations. Standing ovation. But of course, before we get into the reunion, lest we do this without reminding you that DC, we're coming for you on Friday. Real Housewives of New York premiere. We're going to be talking about that. We're so excited. And by the way, if you're listening to this being like, where is that New York recap? Just wait for it. It'll be up in about 2 days. Then next week, South by Southwest. The drill is that badge holders get in first, and then people with reservations. We don't anticipate a lot of badge holders because we have low self-esteem. But we think there'll be room for a lot of people, pretty much everyone, we assume. we'll just say that. We're playing in an amphitheater, and there's just a huge amount of interest. We actually have a nice-sized theater, so it'll be super fun, and there's going to be a whole slate of cool stuff that whole day in that theater. So it'll be awesome. And then we are going to end that amazing week. Two shows in Cincinnati. The second show is sold out. We have an early show. We've never really done an early show like this. We're sort of experimenting with the time. We think it could be really fun. So there are still tickets available for that. So come, let's have a good time. Let's talk Bravo. Let's make friends and like have a great time. And then, of course, after that, we have like a million shows in like Portland and Phoenix and places like that. Come see us. We'll give you gifts from Tiffany's.
Do it, everybody. Go get your Luann shirts, too. They'll be up another couple weeks because of Real Housewives New York. So Luann shirts and leggings up. Go to Crappens, watchwhatcrappens.com or crappensmerch.com for that. And now let's get on to the Real Housewives of New Jersey, who have all betrayed me, tried to make me look like a horrible person after all Ken and I have done for them.
Wow. What did John Sessa say to these ladies? Man.
I'm just making Lisa Vanderpump open every single podcast I do this week.
That's good. That's good. You should.
By being victimized.
I'm sorry, Lindsay, that I made you get into the rosé. That's a little Summer House reference.
Made a straight line to the rosé. Oh, how it hurt me.
So this reunion picks up where the last one left off, which is talk about Juicy Joe. Oh, the sadness. What will happen? Will Teresa leave him? Last week, Teresa was like, yeah, I think I'll have to go back. I'm going to stay in America while he goes to Italy. But then Andy's like, so what you're saying is you're going to split up. At which point, Teresa just sort of like stares for a second, trying to understand. She like she's worried that she's going to be physically torn in two with like a zipper. Huh?
Yeah, she looks terrified. She's like, split it in. She's like, unless my kids say, Ma, I want to move to Italy. But once going to college, Gabriella told me point blank today she doesn't want to go. Because, you know, she don't speak the language. I'm like, you barely speak English and you're doing just fine. That's not an excuse.
But it's okay, because we can leave Gabrielle in New Jersey. She's not really our daughter anyway.
She never would sign any papers that we asked her to, so we're done with her.
Yeah, by the way, that was so nice of Teresa to put this decision on her kids. That was so nice of her. Wow. Yeah,
that was super nice to blame Gabriella. I'm sure Gabriella's going to really feel great about that.
You know, she doesn't talk a lot, but she does make a lot of decisions for the family. And everything that went wrong with us is basically Gabriella's fault. Anyway.
So Andy's like, well, that is the most definitive you've ever been on the topic.
I ain't definitive. Melissa definitive. Fuck her.
It's not a bad thing, Teresa. Okay.
I told Joe I'm not going to do a long definitive relationship, okay?
So he's like, so when you had the conversation telling Joe you weren't going to stay with him and he told you he wasn't going to stay with you, were you in tears? Were you yelling? She's like,
nah, we were just talking.
Yeah.
You know, on the phone. I was telling him about this old rerun of Perfect Strangers I saw, and I was like, that's pretty funny. Maybe, Joe, when you're in Italy, you should make a day trip to Meepos, but I don't know. We'll see.
I was like, don't balky at me. He's like, balk?
I tried to do Dance of Joy alone one time, and I sprained my ankle. Turns out you can't jump into your own arms.
So he's like, so Teresa's officially leaving Joe, and he was the only love of her life, and she's never cheated. So Melissa, is this news to you? And she's like, no, she didn't tell me, but I mean, I assumed, like, what's she going to do? And then he's like, how does Joe Gorga feel about this? What everybody really needs to know.
So Joe's
and Gorga's like, I don't know, I'm super loyal. And you know, when I say, you know, I do, unless you deceive me in some way, and then I cut you off. Right? You got that? You got that hua?
What I'm trying to say is,
imagine there's someone you always love to jerk off onto, and then one day that person's like, I don't want to be jerked off on anymore. What are you going to do then? You know, you cut them out.
And Andy's like, but some could say that he did deceive her. And he goes, that's what I'm saying, Andy. What do I got to black and white it? All right. He lied. He cheated his family. He shouldn't have gone through what she went through. Okay. I wanted to be happy.
All I want, like, whatever makes her happy, that's what I want for her. Silence, yeah. Silence, silence, silence.
I want her to be happy too, Melissa.
She's like, all right, all right, all right. Let the record show, I want her to be happy too. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I said it. It's on tape. So Andy's like, so what's Dolores's reaction to all of this? Like, who cares, you know? And Dolores is like, first time I'm hearing it. And he's like, what is it with your history of being best friends for 20 years, but not talking about personal things? And she goes, look, it's not that it's personal. It's like, it makes you upset, Andy, okay? You know, it's like you expect your bathroom to look one way to sell a home. And you tell all your friends, I can't wait to show you this bathroom with pebble tile. And you get in there and it's some like green Home Depot tile, Andy. Like, what are you going to say? What do I need to call people about it? No, I'm eviscerated in my own home.
Andy, I mean, what would you do if I called you up and said, hey, Andy, big news. Frank put in the fucking pebble tile. Would you want to hear that? No. So we just don't talk about things unless she wants to talk about them. And then we still don't talk about them, okay?
He goes, Jews communicate very differently. And Marge is like, yeah, I must be Jewish then. I guess I'm Jewish. Classic Jewish Marge. All right. That was classic Jewish Marge. All right.
Teresa's already so confused. This is the first time she's actually heard of Judaism. And so Andy's like, well, you know, Jews are always calling, asking how you doing, how you feeling, what's going on. And Dolores is like, ah, what? Are you kidding me? I'm going to hang up, okay? It's not a therapy session. I don't want to talk to you. Don't ask me how I'm feeling. Don't ask me about what I'm thinking. Here's what you got to know about me. I'm halfway through my 13 rotations between the kitchen and the living room, okay? Enough said.
You want to know my emotions? Look at the tracks between the living room, the kitchen, and the bathroom, all right? That's how you know how I feel, all right? If it's 1 inch deeper, you know I had a rough night, Andy. That's it. That's all I'm talking about. That's it. I'm done.
You know what? You know that song, Tracks in My Tears? How about you rename it Tracks in My Footsteps between the kitchen and the living room and the kitchen, okay? That's what we call it.
Let's call this Tracks in My Formica, Andy, all right?
Listen, Andy, here's the situation. I spend most of my time walking between two rooms in my house all day long. No one calls. No one asks me anything. Frank is down in Florida. Frank is doing who knows what, getting blowjob IOUs. I don't know. I'm alone. I'm eviscerated. My mom's eating cookies for breakfast. Someone calls me up and says, how am I doing? You know what I want to say to them? Fuck you. Goodbye.
So Andy's like, so would everyone else do the same thing? You know, just leave your husband once he's totally betrayed you, gone to prison, gotten you thrown in prison, and then got deported? And Marge is like, yeah, it's different. Like, she's got kids. I mean, in my situation, like, literally, to be honest, like, let me be honest about this. Like, seriously, let me be honest about this. In my situation, I'd go. I mean, Italy, like, they're pasta there. So, you know, I love carbs, Andy. That's it. That's my answer.
I mean, Andy, like, why would I ever choose Englewood over anywhere in Italy? I mean, like, this is a dumb conversation. I mean, what do I have here? Okay, like, I have a fake friendship with half these women here. Like, you know what? I'm going to Italy. And you know what? And guess what? I'm coming back right afterwards. Because you know what? I can never make up my mind. Okay? That's it. I'm saying the truth. That's for you, Joan. Joan, that's a little, like, indecision Italy humor right there for you, Joan. Okay?
You know, if he was going to be deported to, like, a mall house in Paramus, that's it. I'm done. I'd leave him. For sure. For sure. But you know, to each his own.
So then Joe is like, you know, it's funny because I asked this question to Melissa the other night. And she said if she were in the same position, she would pack up her bags and be with me, like, wouldn't even hesitate for 1 second. It made me tear up so much, I jerked off on half the floor. So emotional.
Yeah, she's still trying to come that out, Andy, huh?
What I'm trying... and Melissa tries to smooth it over. She's like, well, you know, we're in a different situation, me and Teresa, because, you know, I'm... She's an idiot, Andy. She's an idiot.
And Teresa's like, you said you'd leave him, though, huh? You said you'd leave him. And they show the clip of Melissa being like, I wouldn't stay with Joe. Like, I'd leave his ass. And she goes, yes, I did say that, Teresa. She goes,
yeah, well, I didn't do that because I'm sticking with him to the end.
Actually, you're sticking with him to, like, the end of the border, okay? Yeah. That's not what they meant. That's not what marriage means, okay? Just because they don't have, like, border... language in the marriage vows doesn't mean just, that that's not included.
Yeah, just because INS is not a specific clause in the vows does not mean that it's not really couched in there. So, and then there's a moment where Teresa's like, yeah, but you said last year that if Joe did the same thing to you, you'd leave him. And we see a clip of Melissa saying, I would give Joe hell. I would give Joe hell, which to me was not quite the same thing as what Teresa was saying. But then Andy goes, so Teresa, have you been faithful all this time? And then they like edit it to make it seem like she's really like having crisis of conscience. She's like, yeah, I've been helpful. I mean, I got Lilo, you know? I got Lilo. Which is funny because it sounds like she's claiming that Lindsay Lohan got her through this tough time in her life.
Yeah, totally. It's like Stitch is waiting outside for her to stop fucking his friend. And then she's like,
and Melania, Trua, and a pond. I have two now, Andy. And Melania threw one in the pond because, you know, I got two ponds in the house.
And Jennifer goes, did she know what it was? And
she goes, yeah. I said, look, it's nothing bad. You should let mommy have that. Now she doesn't go into my room. She know better.
Like, it took that. Like, she had to go in there and see Joe Giudice naked before. Like, how is that kid ever going to walk into another master bedroom again as it is?
Exactly.
Yeah, of course she knew what it was. Why do you think she has a song called I Can't Wait to Grow Up? You know what I'm saying?
We took about out the verse of the pond, Andy.
I love that that was Melania's form of acting out, was that she took her mom's vibrator and threw it into a pond. And I'm also surprised that nothing came out of that pond when that happened. Like some strange, like nasty like Jersey Shore genie, you know? It's like the genie, but it has Pauly D's hair.
All right. Well, listen here. Thank you for getting me out of that pond. You got three conditions.
Okay, you got me out of that pond. Thank you for releasing me from bondage. Okay, you get three wishes, and they have to start with G, T, and L.
So the next part is Andy is like, so moving on. Do you have sadness knowing that you could say goodbye to Joe? It's like, Andy, this is not moving on, okay?
Yeah. This is you trying to have a Barbara Walters moment and, like, failing to, like, do anything. I mean, he doesn't realize the way to make Teresa cry is to, like, talk about, like, I don't know.
Calories. Just talk about calories.
Talk about her angel wing doorknobs falling off the hinge.
Saying, everyone, it's so sad, Andy, because everyone gets in mistakes, but to get deported...
And Jen's like, yeah, and he did his time. He did his time, Andy.
Yeah, thanks, Jen. Thanks, Jennifer. So, thank you, Jennifer. So Andy's like, so you know Ivanka, you were on The Apprentice, you know Ivanka Trump, you know the president. Have you thought of reaching out to them? Which has, by the way, been my longstanding theory. And Teresa goes, no. It's like, wait a second. You know literally the most powerful person in this country, and you didn't even think to reach out.
And she goes,
maybe I should.
And the sad part is because Andy asked that question, I guarantee if the gears were not already in motion, there could be emotion now.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, what the hell? He's got nothing to lose. That sounds like something he'd do. And now, yeah. A great man, a very great man, a great man who's a great man, the greatest man, great businessman.
Not only is Joe going to be, like, not deported, he's going to become the chief of staff. Hey, what you going to do about it? You know?
We were announcing a new chief of ICE, Joe Giudice. Because, you know, there's ICE in the name. So, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. So
I got you wise. So what? Who cares?
By the way, lesson to be learned, if you've been in the country since you were 1 year old, well, you were 1 year old and you've been here for like 40 years, like maybe like become a citizen. I know you're trying to probably avoid.
He didn't
avoid.
Even have a driver's license. Remember, he gave them his brother's driver's license.
There was something sketchy about it. I think he was probably trying to avoid some sort of taxes or whatever by like never becoming a full citizen. But like,
yeah.
Keep your mind open to it.
Donald Trump's like, well, thanks. For coming in, Joe. It's good to be able to... Did somebody take my watch? Come on. The guy, so what? Who cares? You still got it. Still got it.
I would love it if actually Joe Giudice just took Sarah Huckabee Sanders' job. It's like, what happened was the Russians. You know, what you can do about the Russians. Yeah.
You know, here's what I told Putin. We had a sit down. I had a sit down with a guy named Kim. I said, you're a guy. Why you named Kim? Huh?
You know, WikiLeaks, you know what I say to that? Like, I got a dickie that leaks, you know what I'm saying? You get 40 and all of a sudden you get a little dribble, you know what I'm saying? How about we focus on that, okay? Okay, next question.
Oh, so Andy's like, so now let's talk to the husband.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe. Hi, other Joe. Hi, other Frank. Hi, other Frank Joe.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Hey, Mary Joe Bettafuoco. Wait, how did you get in here? So hey, Frank, how many eggs did you have today?
I actually had a lot. I actually had a lot, Andy. I'm glad you asked that because a lot of people don't understand I have a lot of eggs. And I actually had a lot of eggs today. Dolores can see. There was as many eggs as there were pebbles. I said, okay, Frank, thank you. Thank you. You can calm down.
So he goes, hey, Bill, you took some time off from fixing Jersey Bubbies to be here, huh? And Bill's like, just supporting my wife, Andy, queen. And Jennifer's like shaking her head like she just won something. It's like the first time Bill's ever done anything for her. He's doing it to be on TV, Jennifer. You just said it.
Yes, queen, I'm here to support you. I'm standing for my queen.
This is the Marge. I guess it's time for a commercial or something like that. I don't know. You know what I need? I don't need a commercial. I need a new living room. Okay, Joe? That's what I need. Okay. Classic Marge.
This is my kind of podcast.
It's a genius idea, isn't it?
It's a and great it idea.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I think it's for women everywhere.
It's White Wine Question Time with me, Kate Thornton. Each week, I'll be bringing together three well-known friends with three bottles of wine and three thought-provoking questions. That's White Wine Question Time. Subscribe now.
Did you know that with Now TV, we can watch Game of Thrones, The Handmaid's Tale, and Westworld?
Really?
Yeah. So that's romance, friendship, corruption, family feuds, war, weddings, betrayal, drama, and dragons.
All that in three shows?
No, that's just Game of Thrones. Grab a Now TV Entertainment Pass and stream over 300 box sets. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. 14-day free trial ends 13th of March. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
So, Evan is there. Evan, who's barely on this season. So he's there with like a half-grown beard. And then Joe and Joe. Hey, you guys are like best friends. Yeah, we bonded at hello. What can we say? So then we see a husband montage. I've caught on to how these reunions are done. The first montage is always a lighthearted one. It's always going to be about... First is going to be about... If it's a three-parter, it's first going to be kids. Second episode, it's going to be about parents. And third episode, it's going to be about husbands. I figured it out.
You've cracked the code. You've cracked the chode.
Cracked the.
So yeah, really it's a husband montage, and Frank's like, "Yeah, it's the first time I got you wet. How many years, Dolores? How many years? Like, it's the first time I got you wet, man."
Yeah, and, everyone's like, "Oh, Frank.
Frank is such an asshole, Frank. Seriously." So Andy's like, "Ah, Joe, God, I laughed so hard when you fell in Bimini." He's like, "Those stairs didn't meet code, Andy, huh?"
And he's like, "I don't think your blood alcohol met code." I don't get it. I don't get it. What are you trying to say?
It made no sense, actually. So you're actually in the right for once, Gorga.
So what did Bill think about all of Jennifer's bragging? And Bill's like, I didn't like it. You know, we're trying to teach our children not to be spoiled little bitches. This isn't how we want to showcase what our queens have. Queen.
I told her, be less thirsty, queen. He's like, I have one thing to say about Jennifer's thirstiness, Andy.
He turns into Cardi B, Cardi Bill. Red bottom shoes.
So Jennifer just shrugs, like, yeah, that's me, Andy. So Andy's like, so Bill, Jennifer said that she dry humped you a bunch because she couldn't fuck you. So was there a part of you that wishes that you gave Jennifer a test drive first? Which is like, God,
it's like he's really pushing this point. And Bill just rolls his eyes like, bitch, please. And Jennifer's like, ha ha ha. I'm totally comfortable with this question. Ha ha ha.
The surprise aspect was great, Andy. You know, I always say I don't like surprises, but it was shocking, Andy. Let's just put it that way. It was shocking, and it was great.
So, hey, what does Joe B. think about Marge and Jan? Marge being so close to Jan. And Joe B.'s like, eh, he's harmless. He's like, well, what do you mean by that? He's a little old man. It's not an issue.
It's like, hi, old pot, meet the old kettle.
I know.
Okay. You're old.
Hey, Evan, we don't really know anything about you, and we don't really know what to ask you, so are you competitive? He's like, well, actually, yeah. I mean, you know, for a variety of reasons, I'm not allowed to coach anymore. I'm like, you should never lead with that.
Yeah, never lead with that, because Megan's List website, or Megan's Law, or whatever that is, just, like, shut down for service.
There are, okay? there are a lot of documentaries that are out right now, okay, that are coloring our perceptions of certain phrases. So, yes, saying you're not allowed to coach.
This time. He's yeah. like, you know, I had this soccer team, Andy, and they didn't do well. And I said, you know what? I feel like abducting you right in plain sight. He's like, you know where I'm going to send you? Neverland. All right, kids, you don't shape up.
Everyone's like, So, Frank, what was it like to train Teresa?
Oh, you know what? I thought it would be a waste of my time, and I mean that in the best possible way. You know, it's not the way, like, Dolores is a waste of all of our times, but I mean that in the best possible way, too. Basically, she's like pebble tile, except she's not as smooth, you know? She's more, like, glossy. She's more squishy. She's squishy. It was great. Great experience.
Yeah, Frank, what a piece of shit you are. All right, I can't wait to sleep with you after this. Right? You're on. So then Andy's like, okay, for the first time in history, we've asked the husbands to write taglines. This is going to be great, right? Bill, why don't you go ahead and go first?
Oh, me? Okay. A nip and tuck a day allows my wife to spend and play. Go on with your bad self, Jennifer.
I love that he talks about how much money he has in his tagline after just saying he doesn't like to brag.
Yeah.
So, like, you're just enough of a hypocrite to make it on this show, Bill. Welcome. Welcome to a long-term contract.
Yeah, exactly.
So then Evan's like, I have 4 kids, 2 degrees, and 1 kick-ass wife. And Tree's like... And she's all mad. And he goes, it's boring, deliberately.
Right? He's like, my second draft was, I'm not allowed near children.
for nefarious reasons, Andy. For various reasons, Andy. Okay, now here's my real line. If you lose at soccer, you're fucking loser, kid. All right? And your mom sucks. That's why she gave you up. All right? Now get home. Find a way to get home. All right? Chase the nearest bus. Get out of my face, little fatty.
Frank, I work hard, I play hard, until I spend all my money on boats and whores.
Lord, because you could say a lot about Frank, but he's an honest guy, right? And Andy's like, whoa, do you really love whores? And Gorka so goes, everyone loves a whore! Just kidding, Melissa.
It's a joke. Melissa, it's a joke. It's a drill. But you know what? Danielle Staub is backstage, and we all love her. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? High five. Anyone? Anyone? No?
So Joe, of course, has an outfit to put on. And he's stolen, like, a gold tablecloth from God knows where they are. You know, they're, you know, like the Holiday Inn in Jersey or whatever. Yeah. And he comes out, and he's like, you want the job done right? Ask me. I'll do your wife.
That was Joe Bonino, actually. That was Marge's husband who said that.
Oh, sorry.
It's hard because there's only two Joes back-to-back giving lines, so I can understand.
Sorry. So Gorgas was, I don't flip tables. I have sex on them. Hold on. All right, I got another one. I'm not a plumber, but I know how to lay pipe.
I love that his lines are just as indelicate as we would say. Like, that, they're just as, like, lacking any finesse. Just like, that
I'm
actually might be
one
of them.
Come over and then expect me to have paper towels to wipe your face after, all right? You asked for it in the first place, dumb hooker.
Yeah, it's probably some, you know. I didn't just work on the pole. I work my pole, which is my penis. I work in construction because I like to erect buildings with erections.
Yeah, and Joe's was, want the job right? Ask me, and I'll do your wife. You know, I don't know. These people are, like, a little too free about joking about the shitty things that they've done in their past.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I stole a little old man's wife. So what are you going to do?
His name is Jan, for crying out loud. So it's time to discuss Marty. Which means that here comes Danielle Staub in an off-brand Hillary Clinton blue pantsuit. It was like not the look I was expecting from her.
God, with a huge bobby pin. Huge. Biggest bobby pin I've ever seen. The biggest bobby pin in Watch What Happens history. You will.
Making bobby pin, breaking all the bobby pin records. It's Danielle Staub.
So Andy's like, so are you still cohabitating with Marty? Didn't you guys file restraining orders? And she's like, Andy, he did it on social media, which is even more disgusting than anything I can ever do. And Marge is like, you're both on social media all over the place. So I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
It's like, didn't you do this on TMZ? By the way, I wish there had been like a follow-up question, which is, how are you guys living in the same house but you have restraining orders against each other? Like, yeah. Do they do like an elaborate dance through the house, like where they're like both up against the wall on opposite rooms? Okay, I'm going into the kitchen, you go into the foyer, okay? Keep the diameter.
I hereby decree that you shall not come closer than one piece of buttered toast to each other, all right?
I'm sorry, Andy. I sold my pants. I haven't been able to go to the bathroom. Marty's been sitting in there for 10 hours. He knows I can't go even anywhere closer to it.
And how is TMZ social media? Because they're like, what do you mean you're not on social media? You were just on TMZ. And she's, that is a response to everything that he's done to me. I was saying I just want to keep it out of the public eye. And Melissa's like, you went on TMZ to say you didn't want to be in the public eye? Like, who does that?
She's like, I'm Melissa Gorga, and even this seems crazy to me. So, yeah. So then on top of everything else, Danielle's like was selling her wedding rings, and she's asking for $35,000. I don't know why I wrote that down.
Like, why don't I get 35 grand from a dude, huh? Eh? You know how many old fucking wrinkly ass faces I had to sit on? I never got 35 grand for nothing. Yeah.
So then we go through a Danielle Staub montage, which is one of my favorite types of montages. And then
How could you?
You did that to me. How could you? She did that to me. Did you see what she did to me? How could you? He did that to me. We're in love. His children. Oh, your children. Oh, how could you?
Now, Danielle is a monster, but she's a hilarious monster, and I'm glad she's on this show.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's extremely unfair for Andy to be letting all the guys sit there during the Danielle segment. Why do they get to be there heckling her? Like, that's not fair for the men. Point. That's not cool.
You're actually right. You're actually very right. I mean, they weren't heckling too bad, but it was...
They really were. Not at first, but Gorga was especially bad. It's like everything she said, he's like heckling her. I'm like, I didn't get that much money for my puss. You know, what's that, huh, guys? Huh?
I think that's a very good point, and I'm sure we will be seeing her making that point on social media, which she's not on. I had to be there alone, one woman against a cabal of men. So Andy's like, okay... A lot of questions. First, and perhaps most important, what do you do with that dildo that Marge gave you? I was like, oh, really?
That's the question you want to ask
me. Even Danielle Staub is disgusted by this.
All that's happened this season, that is the question you want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the answer. I put it in my garage against the wall so that way I know when my car is all the way in. I was like, that's surprising and resourceful.
I think it's like one of those dangling tennis balls in the garage.
That's what I was imagining. Put up, so... At least it was there until Melania threw it into a pond.
Melania keeps... They're like, why does the garage door keep opening? Melania's trying to get it down.
So Joe B, why did you guys badmouth Danielle to Marty on the bachelor party? Like, what was that all about? And Danielle's like, I was mortified.
My behavior was terrible too, Andy, but I do not deserve to be spoken about like that. And Gorga's like, you're not a guy. That's what we do, all right? We rib each other. And Jennifer's like, oh, that's what guys do, huh? And he's like, yeah, I get bill shit for buying Chanel every day. That's what men do, Jennifer. It's what they do, huh?
Bill's like, oh, go on, bro. Yes.
Anyone want lunch? Because I'm hungry for some bro ham.
Hey, let's all just get naked and make fun of each other, right? Let's do that.
Hey, let's settle this with a sword fight. So Andy's like, I read that you spent 45 grand on that dress. And she's like, it was 35, Andy. I got a discount. And then Gorg is like, yeah, if someone bought me that, I would have sucked his toes, huh? It's like, God, do we really need him sexually harassing Danielle from the fucking rafters? Get rid of him.
Let the woman have her $10,000 discount. It's better than an Envy discount, if you ask me.
No kidding. What are you so mad about discounts for? Fake marble in your house?
Yeah. So how does Joe Bonino, I think his name is Bonino, right? I just keep calling him Joe Bonino. Joe B. What has Joe feel about Danielle and Marty saying all, like, about basically Marty saying all that stuff about Marge and everything? And basically they're like, well, it wasn't Marty speaking. It was Danielle speaking through Marty, which I love because to me it like reminded me of like The Naked Gun and how like Ricardo Montalban brainwashed all those people like Reggie Jackson to kill the Queen. And I'm just imagining Danielle Staub like wielding that sort of power, but like not for any sort of grand international terrorist scheme, just to like... just to shame someone in New Jersey.
Yeah, just to yell at the Joes at a pool.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, and, in hindsight, you know, in hindsight, Marty's a woman's name too, actually. So, you know, like, what am I supposed to take it seriously? Nah, I forgave her.
Now apparently Marge and they're all friends with Marty now. So go figure.
Yeah, Danielle's like, ugh, great. Of course they are. Of course. Just to hurt me. Just to put a spike through my heart, Andy.
When am I going to get credit for this giant bobby pin, okay?
So we come back, and Andy's like, so, Danielle, you said that all Melissa really has going for her is Teresa. And Melissa goes, I didn't hear her say that. And Marge's like, oh, she said it on the after show. I heard it. That's what she said. Danielle's like, I said she only has a story with Teresa. It's different, Andy. It's totally different. And recently I've heard Melissa say not very nice things about me. And Melissa goes, name one. And she's like, there's a dildo hanging in my garage so I don't crash into the walls. That's it.
Well, here's the thing. I can't remember because it's some little troll stole a dildo from my garage and I crashed into the wall. And, you know, I have now short-term memory issues. But let me tell you something. Melissa, nothing going on except for Teresa. And by the way, Melissa was like, I have nothing else going on for me. I'm like, yeah, you don't even have a response to that. Except to repeat it.
If you've got something, feel free to drop it now.
And, I mean, there was that episode where you ordered giant blue drinks for your kids. Does that count? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. And so she's like, your husband talked about my vagina. And Gregor goes, that's a compliment, huh? That vagina got 19 guys gaga, huh? What am I wrong, guys, huh?
No, it wasn't my vagina. It was my practical view on the U.S. economy. Stronger together. I'm wearing the Hillary suit. I'm so honored.
Call me Pocahontas again. I dare you.
How dare you turn her into Elizabeth Warren?
I just love that she's like the new national democratical. Oh my God, this show! Look what the show is doing to me. She's in the running now for the Democrat Party in 2020.
So why didn't Danielle fix the rift with Marty's kids? I never wanted him to take my side over the kids. I just merely wanted to be. If there was an argument with me and the kids, he would take my side. That's all.
And then Melissa's like, I was surprised that a man would choose a woman over his children. And Danielle's like, I never asked him to take my side. Yeah, you did. You said you would never have brunches with those pieces of shit. That's what you said. You said you're never going to have a brunch with them. And she's like, I never said that. You took a 60-year-old man and you ruined his life. All right, no one believes you. You faked a marriage to be on TV. That's what she did, Andy. There, I said it. She faked a marriage.
Pay attention, please, okay? All I said is if I'm going to have brunch, I don't want to eat pieces of shit for brunch. I want to have a bagel like a respectable human being. I think you misheard me, Margaret Josephs.
Then I look across the table. And Melissa doesn't have any brunch. And I said, you know what? Melissa wouldn't have anything to eat if it weren't for Teresa sharing her brunch with her.
Yeah, that's right. I gave her my brunches.
It's like, Teresa, do you even know what you're talking about?
No.
So Danielle, why did you go through this wedding? I mean, is it a sham wedding? Like, were you? It didn't seem. I mean, it was over so quickly. What was the deal with it? She's like, I was never really brought up in love. So how do you know what love really looks like? How do you tell a lion you're a lion? How do you tell the rain, hey, you're raining on me? You don't. You just have to live it, especially if it's on TV.
How do you know what love is unless you see yourself getting it on national television, Andy?
Andy.
All right.
I was raised for 5 years of my life listening to Tina Turner on repeat, and I emerged from that cell saying, hey, what's love got to do with it? What does love got to do with it? I'm a private dancer now. So I became a private dancer at Sparks. And afterwards, every relationship, I was like, why do I have to wait for the love part? Because what does love have to do with it? And then I went into a Thunderdome and killed people. And I said, you better be good to me. Typical males.
Anyway, but I'll tell you, Andy, you know, I go through the pain that I went through, but big wheels, they keep on turning. And look back there. Look how hard Bill's worked. What a proud Mary. Congratulations,
Bill. He's gone over rivers deep, mountain high. Let me tell you something, okay? He's simply the best. Simply the best.
So Marge is like, oh, you know what? I'm speaking for you. All right, then let America tell you. Go on Twitter, America. All right, they'll tell you you faked it for TV. And Melissa's like, well, I will say that the wedding did feel a little off.
Thank you. She's acting like it's like maybe like day old fish.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, so Andy's like, so, Dolores. Because really the only reason Dolores ever says anything is because Andy's like, so what does Dolores think? Because like, Dolores does not give a fuck about anything.
Yeah.
So he's like, Dolores, did you think that marriage worked? And she goes, did I think the marriage worked? No, she's fucking crazy.
She's a wackadoo.
She shits all over me. Last year she shat all over me. She's wackadoo.
She's a wackadoo.
What else you want me to say, huh?
You know what? You know what we call people like that in Patterson? Wackadoo. You ever played that carnival game whack-a-mole? We call it wackadoo, and we just beat people like Danielle over the head with a hammer.
And it's funny because we call dudes moles. It's crazy, Andy. So
Frank and Andy's, I actually met playing wackadoo.
Andy's like, well, we haven't had enough sexual harassment from Joe. Joe Gorga, what do you think of all this? And he goes, what do I think? It's fucking crazy.
Hey, bye, everyone. So then a real surprise twist, which I really enjoyed. We have a question from Franklin Lakes. It's from Kim G. I was like,
whoa. Oh, shocker. Shocker, Andy. What a shock, huh?
It is kind of a shocker. And then they like showed that clip of Kim G like chasing Danielle Staub out of like rails. And she's like, ah, don't you ever come back here either. You look at me, Miss Danielle Staub. Okay, I'm going to throw this napkin down on that sidewalk.
So her question is, what did Jackie think when Dan hurled lesbian comments when she pretended to be a lesbian for one season? And Jackie's like, I got a question about that. How could you use sexuality like that against somebody? And Andy's like, you mean sexual preference or something?
She said sexual preference. He's like, sexual orientation. Oh. So she's like, yeah, whatever. She's like, whatever.
Yeah. And she goes, well, I wasn't kidding about being bisexual. I have and have always been a bisexual, Andy. And if you don't know what a trisexual is, if you've never experienced, how do you know if you are one? You know, put a wheel on my vagina. We'll see. But until then, this is all I know. I know two sexes I can have sex with. The B and the I. I have sex with them both, Andy. Multiple times.
I'm a bisexual, okay? And like all bisexuals, I buy my sexual experiences. And that's that.
I told Teresa, if you want to move to Italy, I'll teach you bilingus.
I have my own airline called Aer Lingus. So by the way, let's not forget that Danielle Staub was the one who came down on Joe Giudice for saying the F word in season one when they were dancing. And Joe Giudice is like, hey, look at this F word, you know?
And the one who had that friend who's like, yeah, that guy ain't nothing but a F word. She's now like, he was never my friend, Andy. That was never my friend. But I think this whole thing is stupid. I mean, come on.
I also want to point out that this was like one of many quote unquote points that are made at this reunion. I was just making a point. I wasn't making fun of lesbianism. I was just saying they were so close. Like they were like best friends. I was like, what is this? Like lesbianism? It was a point. I was just making a point.
And Jackie's like, I can't believe someone would do something like that. Which take note of that because that's important later.
Yeah. So. Like, isn't Jackie the one who said, Teresa, your husband's in jail? It's like that. Just making a point.
Yeah, just making the point. So Andy's like, from having backs to stabbing backs. Marge and Danielle, what a pair, huh? And so we get to the whole Marge and Danielle thing, which, I mean, really made the season sing.
Yeah, it was really great. I mean, I honestly, like, Danielle Staub has been good for this show. So, Marge, you know, you were friends with Danielle all of last season, and you ignored Dolores' warnings. Like, why did you do that? She's like, here's the thing. I mean, if Dolores gives you a warning sign, you know what it looks like? It looks like, it's like a beanbag just sitting on the ground. You're like, why is that beanbag there? Why isn't it not in a cornhole? Like, who is throwing it? And why, you know what? I'm just going to move on because I don't want to stare at this beanbag anymore. That's what it's like.
Who asked that question, Dad? Charlotte from Little Rock? Hey, Charlotte, get to a Big Rock. All right. I'll talk to you then. All right.
At my brother's jewelry store. Big Rocks. Big Rocks.
So, you know what? So I saw signs, and you know what?
At first, I was like, you know what? She's great. But you know what? I started to see little signs, and I was like, you know what? This is a woman who needs therapy, okay? She needs therapy. Real bad therapy.
And Danielle goes, well, thank God. But your opinion means nothing to me. Yes. I thought of you as my person. You were my person. And Marge is like, you know what? You were not my person. All right? You're not my person. And Danielle goes, you're not a girl's girl. Siggy was right about you. Siggy Flicker. There I said it.
You know what? Honestly, I'm still mad that Siggy got to call you an anti-Semite and not me, because damn, that's good. That's rich.
Why does everybody hate semis? You know, they're big trucks. If it weren't for semis, groceries couldn't get to the grocery store. Where'd we buy them?
What's so wrong about being anti-Semite? I mean, they come in and they eat the wood in all your houses, you know?
So Teresa's like,
call them kind of trucks?
So, Teresa's... So, Teresa, Dolores and Marge both say that Danielle can't be trusted. Who do you believe, or why don't you believe them?
But that's between them's twos, you know? If there's anything I've learned about my situation of going to jails camps, it's that you never want to have blind faith in someone's, and you should always pay attention to warning signs, okay? And my warning signs aren't going off. Just two of my best friends telling me that she can't be trusted. That's all.
And Marge's like, Teresa, she said multiple things to people. All right, Teresa, come on. Come on, Teresa. She goes,
she hadn't done things to you. Like, what'd she do to you?
And she's like, okay, what about when she said that I told her that I don't trust you and Melissa? And she goes,
that was nothing. What else? You got something else?
All right, what about what she said to me before the hatchet party? I mean, could you believe it? Could you die? Does someone could say that to
could
me?
You die?
Who would say that to me? Okay.
And she's like, but when my mother was sick, she texted me every day. She didn't gotta do that. There's someone nice to you. How could I be mean to that?
And Marge's like, you're defending the indefensible, Teresa. All right. Just say, what about what she said about my mother? And Danielle's like, I didn't say anything about your mother. What I said was your mother having an affair was wrong. And that's it. It was wrong. She's like, oh, you were with a married man. What, are you serious? She goes, what, did prostitutes not sleep with married men? Like, would prostitutes draw moral lines in the sand? I mean, she met her second husband while she was a stripper. She was a stripper. I'm like, oh my God, the strippers are going to unite against Marge. Because a stripper does not mean hooker, Marge.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Okay, so like, video on Pornhub is the moral compass of relationships with children, okay? And Jennifer goes, did you say Pornhub? Did you say Pornhub? Just wanted to check. I just thought I'd ask that just for no good reason with no follow-up.
Jen was the best part in this because Marge is like, yeah, she met her second husband when she was a stripper. And Jen goes, is that true? And Dolores goes, ask her. Go ahead. And then she's like, Pornhub, is that true?
Internet, is that true? She's basically off like an infomercial. Oh, what do I do? How do I use tape? So
yeah. This knife can cut through Coke cans, which is what everyone needs in the house. Is this true?
Oh my God, it's thundering. I feel like
I heard that. I thought someone was banging on my wall telling me to shut the fuck up.
There was a flash of light. I was like, oh, someone must be taking photos outside, which doesn't make sense. I'm on the fourth floor. And then there was thunder. This is what's happening. God is like, you were talking about these bitches for too long. But then,
I would have made sense if you were on the first floor. Yeah, like, there's just people out there taking pictures of me. Yeah.
Well, it would make sense that someone's on the sidewalk. Oh, there was one other. Here comes another one. I saw another lightning. Okay.
My house just 1 minute after it comes to your house. Because I'll tell you one thing. Lightning takes a fast Uber. Okay.
So then also they were talking about the kids' comment that Danielle made about Marge and the kids. And Danielle's like, listen, I don't think I was going after her relationship with her kids. I was just trying to make a point. Is it so wrong that we like to make very colorful points on this show? I think we're a very educated show.
And Andy's like, well, Teresa, if somebody said that about your kids, I bet you'd flip the table. And she's like, ha, 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 yeah, Andy, I flipped the table.
Andy, there's no table here. I don't understand.
So then
Marge is like, you know what? You brought up my children. You deserve that wine in your face. There, I said it. You want me to be honest? You deserved it. I do it again, Andy. I do it again. And yeah. Jackie goes, I've never seen adults fight like that. Yeah. And if someone told me I was a bad mother, I'd do worse. Okay? I'd do way worse than that. I'll tell you that right now. And Tree goes, maybe you gotta be around Italians more, honey.
Ooh, big lightning. Sorry, I got distracted. Wait, we're skipping a little bit.
You guys, we live in a town without weather. This is nuts.
Yeah, but we skipped a little bit because Margaret is bringing up this whole like porn. You guys hear that?
Ooh, that was a big one.
Yeah. So Margaret's
bringing angry.
All this oh, you're a stripper, you're a hooker. And then Danielle goes, you are a shitty person to bring up anything in my past. Margaret's like, it was in your book, okay? And I actually read that thing, okay? It was terrible. But at least I learned some things. She's like, you know what, Danielle? You can change your face. You can change your address. You can change your clothes. You can put on a Hillary pantsuit. You can put Jell-O in your cheeks, okay? But you can't change your soul. You're still that Beverly inside. And Danielle's like, she goes,
my soul is black. It's black. She's like, oh, how could you?
How could you just after? Over that. Yeah, that was strong.
You can change your face. You can change your address. You can change your order in a diner. You can change your pool shape. You can change your umbrella. But you can't change your soul. And Andy was giving that yikes look.
But they will never take away our freedom. Yeah, it was like William Wallace meets Alida Adams. Just get here any way you can.
Yeah, so, and then Danielle comes back with a typical Danielle comment. She's like, oh, honey, look at the mirror. Like, and Marge just like licks her lips and like rolls her eyes. Like, oh, there you go. That's a follow-up. You know, what am I going to say? This is why I'm not an opener. I'm a closer.
Let me tell you something. I learned from Joan Rivers. She learned from Elaine Boozer. Okay, I think enough said. So now they're talking about, now we go to the Mexico segment where we're talking about the big fight in Mexico. And Danielle, even though she just said, I was just making a point, she's now doubling down and saying, you know what, Marge? You didn't spend any time with your kids. Otherwise, they'd still be around. Instead, you had an affair. Just making a point. Just making a point.
The point, Andy.
Yeah. So, hey, Teresa, why didn't you defend Melissa? Teresa's like,
I walked around the tables and I was like, Melissa, what you, yes.
It's like, I followed her. And Melissa goes, you didn't defend me like you wanted me to defend you against her, against Jackie. And she's like, yeah, but like, it was Jen goes, look, I know it was out of line for me, but you know what? If I broke a glass and I was going to actually use the glass, it would have been obvious that I was going to use the glass. Like, I think that it's pretty obvious when you break a glass and shove it at somebody that you're going to use it, Jennifer. Okay?
No, but the real reason why she did it, I was just trying to prove a point.
And Dolores goes, listen, where we're from, Patterson, you break a glass, that would have ended differently. I'll tell you that right now. All right? I left to make a point.
Listen, Andy, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to stab you with some glass, and you're going to see how hurt you are. And you might get mad at me, but I want you to know, I'm just proving a point.
Yeah. Someday when we're raising baby Ben, I'm going to tell him, listen, your father learned something. Because I made a point, all right? That's it. Sorry.
You know what
here.
Doesn't have points? Pebble tiles. Okay, there, I said it. So, so yeah. So Teresa's her whole defense is like, you know what? She didn't even hurt you. So why would I have to say anything? She didn't even hurt you. I wasn't even thinking like that. There was so much going on. My Lilo was missing. Was in a pond. I don't know. It's wild, wild.
Put yourself in my shoes, Melissa. That no husband. And Melissa goes, oh, here we go again with the no husband. That isn't fair. She goes, oh.
And Melissa goes, that is deflection at its finest. She goes,
nah, you're deflected.
And she's like,
which is also a deflection, by the way.
Yeah, she goes, okay, Melissa, my dad died when I was 16. Why didn't you defend me?
There, do you like it? Do you like it, Melissa? Or Teresa? And she's like, oh my God. Keep going, baby. Keep going.
Pulls her ponytail thing.
Melissa's, Teresa's confused on so many levels because she's like, I didn't know her father died. And, you know. She's like, what?
Why didn't she tell me? I thought we were sisters.
Yeah. So now we'd start talking about Marty being thrown into the pool. And, you know, it's like, so Danielle, now that you and Marty aren't together and you saw what he said, are you still as mad that he got tossed in the pool? She's like, I am mad because he could have gotten hurt. He could have gotten hurt. Right, Dolores? You know what that feels like.
I do. Hey. Don't trick me like that.
It's like, it was shallow, Andy. It was a shallow pool. And Jen's like,
it's shallow?
She's like, yes, it's a shallow pool, all right? Now, you should have let the men deal with it, because this was a man fight. When the man was talking about you not having tits and being hideous looking, that is a man, especially when he said it to your face. I mean, that was a man fight, yeah, all right? You emasculated him.
Jennifer's like, wait, I just want to say, I have a huge swimming pool with a 9-foot-in deep end, and I'm pretty sure that Lady Gaga song is about my pool. Okay, thank you.
And Teresa's like, yeah, I want to let the men handle it. Yeah, look where that got you. Okay, yeah. Maybe we should like drop that line of thinking, cast of Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah, remember when Joe and Joe handled things at that retreat, and they wrestled, and Joe Gorga's spray tan got on the wall. No, it was fake hair.
Spray hair got on the wall. And also, you've been to prison letting your man handle it. So yeah. How about we just stop thinking like that? Okay. Yeah. It's 2019, guys. Come on. So Marge is like, look, here's what happened. He said horrible things. And so I pushed him in the pool. And he didn't go all the way. And no, Joe pushed him in, but he didn't go all the way. So the Marge came over and gave him the final push. Okay, it's called teamwork. All right, that's what husbands and wives do. Well, how am I supposed to know what teamwork is if I've never felt it?
How would I know? I was never raised on a team. I was just raised on an athletic group of people who all were going after the same ball at the same goal. Is that a team? I don't know.
Does sharing Coca-Colas out of a nice ice cooler at the end of a game on a big green area filled with lines that you're not supposed to cross or you are supposed to cross to make, does that make you a team player? I don't know. I've never grown up like that.
I don't know. You tell me something, okay? Why don't you ask your husband, Jackie, the man who can't get, you know, so how about this? Tell me this. Riddle me this. You're on a so-called team and then everyone gets orange slices at halftime and guess what? You don't get an orange slice. Is that still a team? I don't think so. I didn't feel like I was on a team. What's a team?
Jen's like, I just wouldn't push somebody in a pool, Andy, because I wouldn't want to get sued. And he's like, but really, you're more afraid of getting sued for throwing someone in a pool than you are, like, threatening them with broken glass? She goes,
Andy, I am more like that because I knew that my motive wasn't to hurt anybody, Andy.
Oh my God, no wonder everybody on this show goes to jail. Like, they don't have any idea how the law works.
Yeah. I broke the law, and the law didn't understand my point. So, so is there any hope for Margaret and Danielle? And Margaret's like, okay, you know what, this is for real. I wish her the best, okay? I wish her the best. She's a slut. She's terrible. She'll make lots of people miserable. Next thing you know, she'll be like, I don't know, like engaged to some duke or some bullshit like that. Anyway. Hope she has the best. Goodbye.
Do I want her to be murdered? No. I'll say that. And so Danielle's like, well, I don't have a punchline at the end of my speech. I'm like, she didn't have one either. But obviously, yeah. you prepared this, so you think that she's going to have one, but she didn't.
I wasn't raised with comedy. I don't know what laughter is.
How do you know what a punchline is? If you weren't raised with one. She goes, I can tell you this. I deserved better than how you treated me. And Andy's like, okay, Danielle, anything else you want to say? And she goes, yes, I appreciate friendship. So, Clarissa, I've got something for you. It's a tiny blue box. That's right. Epiphanies. All right. It's a token for Biffanies. Letting me back in, which Biffanies. Means, like, thanks for letting me shoot again this season.
Exactly. It's a pendant. It says D&T. And it is absolutely not a discard from someone who was making something for a gin and tonic and messed up. It really was commissioned by me.
It's not from somebody that was trying to vote for Donald Trump during the elections. All right. It's D&T. And Dolores goes, yeah. And if your friendship ever breaks up, which it probably will, let's face it, you can just say it's named Dolores and Teresa. All right. And Dolores is like,
Dolores is like, you know what, Tree? I got you something also. It's a coaster. It's made of cardboard, not great quality, but it'll do for a few days. I got it from the dressing room.
But then Jennifer is like, oh, that reminds me. I got Teresa something, too. It's something very special from my brother.
My brother Rinaldo sent this to you.
And this is where Jackie goes, oh, and I'm the one who gets accused of being a lesbian? I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. So now it's okay to make lesbian jokes.
Yeah, exactly. I also want to point out that when Danielle gave the gift, she then also did her trademark awkward reunion hug. She can't go on a reunion without hugging someone awkwardly because she hugs Teresa. And then everyone's just like staring and he's like, oh. And then Teresa immediately starts like bundling up the gift to put away. And Andy's like, that's kind of weird. Are you putting away her gift already? Danielle's like, I know she loves it.
Yeah. She's like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, it was nice. It was nice. And he's like, oh, yeah, looks pretty awkward, Teresa. Is there something awkward about that gift that you want to talk about? Yeah, I'm away. He's like, oh, really? It's going to look pretty awkward.
Hey, she loves it. I can tell. I mean, I think I can tell. I wasn't raised in a house where people loved things that were given to them. Who knows what that looks like? I don't know.
How should I know? Andy's such an asshole. Yeah. He really is. Like, I just had like the entire male cast come out and berate you and sexually harass you. I gave you no one leg up in this entire show. And now I'm going to mock your gift. And
yeah.
Try and start a fight between you and Teresa.
Exactly.
He's terrible. So then Teresa goes, he goes, okay, let's end this show by having Teresa show us a yoga pose, which out of a lot of terrible endings, this has got to be the most terrible of ideas.
Yeah.
So I'm glad Teresa stops it. She's like, no, I'll do my own pose. Y'all sit down. Joey, bring it out. We got to surprise Andy.
Yeah. So they wheel out this like little, like, car that's for like toddlers, you know, but it's like a Mercedes, and then they give like a little Adidas track suit that's like, you know what, like little mobsters wear, you know, cute gifts. There was, it was nice and everything, and like,
and now we're all gonna give you advices. Okay, my advice is a Lilo is a vibrator and you might go to jail someday, so you should listen to me.
If little Ben tells you to sign something, sign it. Don't ask nothing. He's a man and you're not.
Dolores is like, let me tell you something, Andy. Everyone always says it, but the time goes so quickly. Unless you're walking from your kitchen to your living room to your kitchen, that takes all day.
And Jennifer's like, Andy, my advice is when you have the kid's birthday party, you've got to get red balloons. Because a little boy's going to want a pink one, and a little girl's going to want a blue one. So just get trans balloons, Andy, okay? That is how liberal I've gotten over the course of this show. I mean, as long as your husband lets you.
And make sure your Amazon Prime account is current. Don't go to Hibachi.
Mm. And I don't really. I didn't write down all of them.
Everything else was like generic.
Wow, this is like really generic advice.
Take videos. Like, time goes quickly. You're gonna be great. You're sort of. You're so. Dolores is like. I mean, you're so maternal as it is.
Like, okay. Martha's like, yeah, you're such a good daddy to us. I'm sure you could be a good daddy to everybody. Okay, Andy. But I liked when they were bringing out the surprise, and he's trying to guess what it is, and you just see how his mind works. He goes, "Is it Caroline? Is it Kim D?
Is it Frankie and a Speedo?"
Oh. Yeah.
Wow, by the way, I would have welcomed all of
this. That brings us to the end of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 9.
Hey, Jersey, great job. Great to have you back. You really did wonderful things. Everyone, keep Danielle Staub in your prayers, and hopefully she'll be back another season to cause more chaos, because honestly, yes. She does a really good job at that. You guys, thank you so much. Come see us in Cincinnati and other places. We're really excited to see you all. And have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow with our Summer House recap. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, everybody. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
This is my kind of podcast.
It's a genius idea, isn't it?
It's a and great rhymes. Idea.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I think it's for women everywhere.
It's White Wine Question Time with me, Kate Thornton. Each week, I'll be bringing together three well-known friends with three bottles of wine and three thought-provoking questions. That's White Wine Question Time. Subscribe now.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week, we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hi, I'm Thomas Small. I'm here to introduce you to a new podcast called Conflicted. I'm the host, along with my dear friend Eamon Dean, who just so happens to be a former Al-Qaeda terrorist turned MI6 double agent. Together, we explore things like the war on terror, Islamist terror, the psychology of jihad.
When you have people who feel guilty, when they are afraid of eternal punishment, I can go to them and say, "You want to be completely forgiven?" They will say, "Yes." Well, join the jihad.
Search for Conflicted now.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.